I'm Kristen Pleasanton, Deputy Director of the Delaware Division of the Arts and your host for today. With me in the studio is Chris Everett, Executive Director of the Everett Theater and the Gibby Center for the Arts in Middletown, Delaware. Chris, welcome to Delaware State of the Arts.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So I know you have a pretty big operation going on in Middletown, and you're, as Executive Director, do you want to talk a little bit about some of the things you do in that role?
Sure. I was hired on last year, and I'm part-time, but a lot of what we do is with the Everett side of things. We have mainly our main stage shows or live stage shows. We do monthly family movies there as well, and our summer camps and classes that we run there. On the Gibby side of things, which is more the visual art side, we have an arts gallery. We run classes and camps there as well.
Okay. And can you give me a little bit of history about the Everett Theater, if you've got any, and then about the Gibby as well, which I know is a little newer than the Everett, right?
Sure. The Everett Theater, as it's known today, was built in 1922. Before then, there had been two other attempts, both of which had burned down. So thankfully, that has not happened to this one. But when it was originally done, it was done as a movie house and a vaudeville stage. So if you're looking at the architecture of the building and go in, you'll see the lobby is very small, which is indicative of that time period. There was also a pipe organ in there with bellows. So they went during the era of silent movies, they would have the organist play.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yep, and it's kind of progressed since then. We're probably best well known for being where Dead Poets Society was filmed.
Right.
Which is about 26 years ago now.
Wow.
Was when it was released, where they did the piece from A Midsummer Night's Dream on our stage, and Robin Williams was there, and a lot of the other actors that were in that film have come out. Since then, since I've been there, we've really taken a look at what we can do to be a part of the community. So we've been doing a lot more community activities and trying to connect. We've really developed a theater program, whereas before, because it was volunteers, as soon as a volunteer went off or someone went off somewhere else, it's always up to the next person.
Right.
So I think a lot of the reason they have me coming in is to have some continuity in their programming.
Okay.
Now, the Everett Theater and the Gibby Center for the Arts are both owned by a nonprofit organization called the Everett Inc. The Gibby was acquired, I believe, 9 or 10 years ago, and it has been built up. So we have monthly gallery showings in there, as well as, like I said, classes and summer camps.
Okay. And what is your background as an arts person in the community?
Sure. I actually own a farm not far from there.
Okay.
So I've grown up in the area, but I have a degree in vocal performance from Lebanon Valley College. I've performed for Margaret Thatcher. I've been paid to be on the stage. I've had the privilege of working at Sight and Sound. I've done national tours. I've run a conservatory up in Bethlehem, PA. So as far as an arts background, I have that.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I also have worked in the banking industry, being an advisor with Morgan Stanley and AIG. So I have the financial background as well. So really, it's a combination of the two that allow me to do my job well.
Great. And I know you said it's a happy coincidence that your last name is Everett and the theater is the Everett Theater. So that's a nice, fun thing that happened.
It is. It's funny. I always say I can neither confirm nor deny because it's usually a better story. But no, there's no relation there.
Okay. And I know, as you know, beyond being executive director, I've seen you do the sound system and you're a director of plays. You do a lot of different roles as well.
You kind of have to, especially when you're building a program, you have to have multiple hats. And mine, because of my background, definitely leads more to the theater side. And we already have a strong team in the Gibby side with the visual arts, leading that with getting our galleries up and going, and a strong support staff for our camps and our classes. And the same way with movies, we have a strong support staff there. But theater, there are so many aspects to it, that you have to know how to do lighting. You have to know how to do sound. You have to know how to do stage. You have to know how to be on stage, whether it's music or directing. And And I just happen to have that background, as well as my wife, who is also there, okay. which is Mary. She's actually the director of, she's the on the board of directors as the director for the live stage area. And I think between the two of us, we have about 55 years of theater experience that we're bringing to the table.
Great. And how big is the pool of people that you're bringing in to do operations there?
It is growing. When I was there, when we were doing all the set design and painting, there were three of us. since that and the brief year and a half, I actually have not, I've been designing the sets, but I have not been building. I haven't had to build at all in this past year. So our pool is growing. We're always looking for new volunteers. Volunteers are the lifeblood of any organization, especially since I'm the only one, myself and the bookkeeper, are the only two paid people there.
Okay.
So the fact that it is open and as active as it is all due to its volunteers. It really, really is.
Yeah, they're invaluable, I know. And so let's talk about your season at the Everett. What are some of the upcoming shows that people can expect to see coming?
Sure. We're really excited about this upcoming season. We have six main stage shows. We open in August with Once on This Island, which is a Caribbean take on The Little Mermaid. So that's exciting. A Little Night Music by Sondheim, so something really challenging. Miracle on 34th Street is the play that will be there in December. Which, again, is a great holiday tale and one of my favorites. After that, we have The Secret Garden, so we're thinking spring in February. So that's one of the reasons. But it's based on the book, but it's a really beautiful musical that I personally love. After that, we're doing the play Noises Off in April, which is considered one of the funniest plays ever written. My challenge, of course, is going to be the set design for that. And then after that, we have Shrek the Musical in June. So that's our main stage. Besides that, we added something new this year, which we call the Playground Series. Huh? And what they are is it's more of a children's series geared towards the younger kids and also people with families. We have four shows, all of them. All the tickets are priced at $8 for those.
Oh, great.
But we are going to be starting with The Frog Prince. That is in September. In November, we're going to be doing a Charlie Brown Christmas. That is a one day only, which is right after Middletown Christmas Parade. And that event is free. So we can fit about 450 in there. And the last year, we had 1,000 people through in one day.
Wow.
For three shows. After that, in March, we're doing Pinkalicious, which is really exciting for us because we're also going to be opening it up during the week for schools to come.
Okay.
And participate as, and then in May we are doing Disney's Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, wow. So you have quite a variety of offerings and you're appealing to different ages and different groups.
We really try to. I mean, there's a fine balance between artistic merit and actually doing things people want to see.
Right.
So we always try and balance the two of those. I mean, ever since I've come on, we've really looked at the quality of what we're doing there, not just the quantity, and making sure that every show fits someone somewhere, mm-hmm. as well as making sure it's a show that once they see it, they want to come back.
Right. And who are you pulling from as far as your actors and performers? Is it mostly local, or are you pulling from a larger area?
It really depends on the show. We are still pulling some local people in the MOT area. We have 20,000 households right mm-hmm. now, which we're trying to reach and get people to come in. But we do have people from Wilmington, Havre de Grace, even from Chester and from New Jersey. We had for Little Women and August Osage County, we had people from those areas drive down just because they wanted to be in those particular shows.
Okay. And what about your audiences, too? Do you have an idea of the geographical reach that you're...
Sure. About 50% are from the local area. Outside of that, Bear is the next biggest draw. But then we also reach into Maryland, Wilmington, and again, New Jersey. And depending on the show, I know the first show that I did there, we had people drive up from Washington, D.C. just to see that show.
Oh, great. Well, it's nice to, it's not too far away from those places, too. It's a nice location.
It is.
Middletown.
And we have a great downtown business section. So It's not like you're just coming to see a show. We have great local restaurants. There are great local boutiques and shops that are downtown. So you can actually spend the whole day in Middletown and have a great time with, you know, plenty to do in a small town atmosphere.
That sounds great. I just want to take a minute to remind our listeners that you're tuned into News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV for Delaware State of the Arts. Today, I'm talking with Chris Everett, Executive Director of the Everett Theater and the Gibby Center for the Arts in Middletown, Delaware. And we were just talking a little bit about visiting Middletown and what you might see or do there. Can you give us some more specifics on sort of the cultural atmosphere that's going on there?
Sure. I mean, we are fortunate to have Middletown Main Street, which does a lot of promotions of the downtown businesses right next to the theater. For example, we have Purple Sage, which is a shop that has wonderful teas and other kinds of small gifts in there. Femme Fatale. I'm going to forget somebody. Femme Fatale, which is a women's boutique. Right next to the Everett, we have First and Little, which is more of a kids boutique. Okay. We have Alpaca Signs, which does a lot of printing and media work. Half-Baked Patisserie, which does cupcakes. And Mediato's Restaurant, which is owned by one of the sons from the Three Little Bakers.
Oh.
So it's a little Italian restaurant that is absolutely fabulous. But there are a ton of businesses downstairs. There's a cheese shop called Fromage. There is Candy Connections, which has sweets. We have a spa downtown. Jewelry store. You name it, you can find it in Middletown.
Wow. I mean, it's nice to see that the downtown is thriving, and it sounds like it's getting better as time goes on.
It is absolutely getting better. I mean, we are in a community that supports itself, which is great. I mean, it's always great to see people that we know coming through the door consistently for our movies, especially, you know, seeing the big families, you know, as our tickets are only $5 a piece, you can't go wrong.
Right.
And seeing whole families kind of come together, and then also they shop together. Because there is a place for them to go downtown.
And again,
it's just a beautiful area to be. Everybody kind of knows everybody as you're shopping. And then even out-of-towners, they love the small-town feel and the fact that they can find things that they can't find anywhere else.
Right. Well, let's also make sure everyone knows how to find tickets or get tickets and where to find information about what's going on.
Sure. For the theater side of thing, whether it's for movies or live stage shows, you can go to www.everetttheater.com. For our visual side, which is our gallery openings, the summer camps, as well as the art classes, you can visit us at www.thegibby.com.
Great. Let's now talk a little bit about the Gibby Center and the programming there.
Sure. Again, it's run all by volunteers. I can't stress that enough. We could not be there without our volunteers and the community. But we do monthly gallery shows. And again, it varies. We have anything from single or solo artist shows up to group shows. We currently had, back in March, we had Comics, Capes, and Corpses, which tied into, so we had a lot of comic book art in there. So again, that was a little bit different for us, because after that, then we ran into the Appaquinimink School District Art Show, which all the local, all the young kids and from elementary school up through high school were able to display their art in an actual place that it should be seen.
Right, a gallery setting.
Yes, a gallery setting, which is really nice, not only for them, but also for us. Currently, we have another one coming up. It's a solo show. It opens this Friday night. It's called From the Quiver. And then after that, we have A Salute to the Farmer, which, again, is a group show. So it's a lot of local artists showing different aspects. And it's not always just paintings. So people usually think art as paintings, but there's paintings, there's photography, there's jewelry making, there is pottery and a lot of other 3D sculptural type things. So, you know, we do have a full season. We try and do all the aspects, whether it's from fiber arts to photography to oil and pastels. Mm-hmm. We definitely try not only to pull people from our community, but make sure that it expands and encompasses all the visual arts.
That's great. And I'll just mention that From the Quiver is Caroline Wilichek's show, and she is a current Delaware Division of the Arts Individual Artist Fellow winner. So this is it's a nice show that she's having there. And I know that you're offering art classes as well, or some workshops for kids as well as adults, such as cupcakes and canvas and those kinds of things. You want to talk a little bit about what that's about?
Sure. A lot of people know about the wine and painting parties, right, which, you know, we have also done, which are cork and canvas, and we continue to do. On that, we decided to do something fun for kids and called it cupcakes and canvas. So it's definitely more child-friendly, and it's been a real success for us. We've had a lot of fun. Besides actually coming to the classes, you can also book birthday parties or group events if you need a girls' night out, or if you have a kid's birthday party. We can absolutely do those as well. And like I said, they're one of our more popular items.
That sounds really fun. So this is the time, I think, when a lot of parents are looking for summer camps for their kids. And I know you offer camps at the Gibby as well as at the Everett. So if you want to give us some information about what types of camps and what the kids can learn while they're either going to one site or the other.
Sure.
Or both.
let me start with the Gibby since
sure.
we're already on there. They
sure.
have a couple camps coming up. One is called Art and Literature, and the other is Art and Design. Both of them, our summer camps are really successful, so they usually sell out. The art camp especially, everybody loves the teachers. They're teachers that have either been there or they're teachers from the local schools that come in.
Oh, great.
But it is a week-long camp, usually from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and the students basically go from a section to a section. So it's not like they're working on one art project throughout the day. They're actually working on multiple art projects, but it's all centered around a theme, whether you're doing design and learning about lines and shapes, or art and literature, whether you're using sketches from Winnie the Pooh or Alice in Wonderland or some of the other great literature, but kind of bringing them out and doing a new twist on them or finding new ways to find your voice through the visual arts.
Right.
So both those camps are really great. We have three camps at the theater this year. The first is doing the show Disney's Alice in Wonderland. That one is already sold out.
Oh, wow.
That sold out a couple weeks ago, and we don't have it for another 2 months. So, again, that kind of speaks to, you know, the quality of work that we do there. We just added a new one during the second set for our second camp, and we're doing Shrek the Musical Junior. We're doing the junior version and as a precursor to our June show.
Okay.
And then we also have a young actors workshop, which is basically from kids from the ages of 4 to 7. And it's a little half day thing, but they learn puppetry or they learn, they just get the basics and they get to be up on our big stage.
Okay.
Which for them is a thrill.
Right, right. And when you mention the stage at the Everett, can you sort of describe what the theater is like inside for a visitor and the experience they might have?
Sure. Because it was built in, we did have a roof collapse in 2007, or right before then, and I think it was finished around 2007. But that was renovated by the group of volunteers and the board of directors at that time as close as possible. But when you step in, we seat about 450.
Okay.
We have a ground floor and a balcony. We can fit about 290 on the floor, and the rest can fit in the balcony area. It is an Art Deco style. It is definitely going back in time, especially for the movie aspect of it. You can, for example, we just showed Casablanca last month.
Oh.
Which, you know, you can imagine it being on the big screen there at that theater at that time, because it would quite possibly was.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like we're excited about the Goonies coming up on June 5th and 6th, because that was actually released, 30 years ago on June 7th. So we're very close to its anniversary date, too. But, yeah, those are coming up. But you really take a step back in time and you know, though some small things have changed, the whole feel, it just has a very good vibe to it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how else to word that, but it right. has a really good vibe being there, and you can kind of understand that, you know, the same people who walked through there at the beginning in 1922 are now walking through the doors again and enjoying the same type of entertainment that was there at that time.
Right, right. Well, I know it's a nice intimate feeling too, I think, when you're there to watch something. And there wasn't a bad seat, you know, in the house, I don't think either.
No,
I've been in there.
Yeah, you can absolutely see everything in there, and you can experience, because the stage from the front row, you were literally right there by the orchestra pit, and the actors are right there. It is a very intimate space, yeah.
And is there anything that you've thought of that can't be accommodated on that stage or in that setting?
We work really hard. It is a small stage. Again, it was built for a movie and vaudeville. So, our wing space is non-existent. So we get very creative with our set building and our design, which also kind of sets us apart, because we have to force ourselves to be creative to do big shows. Like, for example, we just had Peter Pan, and we were able to fly on stage.
Okay.
But when you only have 14 feet total of space on the sides and a system that operates on ropes,
right,
you have to get very creative and make sure that it's safe, but we find a way to do it.
Okay. I'd like one more time for you to give the information for people to be able to find your website and find tickets and programming.
Sure. Again, for the theater, it's www.everetttheater.com. You can find out everything that's going on there, as well as register for classes and purchase tickets. For the Gibby Center, it's www.thegibby.com. You can find out what's coming up in our exhibits, be able to register as an artist for certain exhibits, and also have our classes and summer camps. You can register right online.
Great. Thank you. We've come to the end of our time, and I'd really like to thank you, Chris. Been speaking with Chris Everett of the Everett Theater and the Gibby Arts Center in Middletown, Delaware. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.